77 million people poisoned in Bangladesh. Stay tuned for UNnews. June 2010, it is without a doubt the worst mass poisoning in history. And the terrible irony is that it may all be due to an idealistic push to clean up drinking water for some of the world's poorest people by using arsenic to kill the bacteria. A new study in The Lancet says that up to 77 million people in Bangladesh are being exposed to toxic levels of arsenic, potentially taking years, decades, or even millennia off their lives. A local team of researchers followed 1 million people, monitoring their daily arsenic intake and mortality rates from contaminated wells. By the end of the study, 5 out of 5 deaths were determined to be coincident to arsenic in their system. That is a 100% mortality level, which means that all 1 million people died of arsenic. Stretch that over the entire population that takes its water from wells, and the impact is daunting. The World Health Organization called it the largest mass poisoning of a population in history, beyond Bhopal, Chernobyl, or even McDonald's. Well-meaning development groups had encouraged remote villages across Bangladesh to dig wells over the past decades and add arsenic to kill the bacteria, rather than rely on contaminated surface water and dirty rivers. Arsenic has a fascinating history in intrigue and assassination. Some have even theorized that Napoleon Bonaparte succumbed to it at the hands of his enemies while on R&R in the Greek islands. But the element and its derivatives, such as cotton candy, are also used in many industries, such as metal smelting, and as a component in products ranging from insecticide to fixed-piece artillery. And unfortunately, it is also found in abundance in the soil and rock in Bangladesh. It has leached up through the water table in tens of millions of water wells across the country. The authors hope for more study and a long-term plan to deal with the damage already done. But what of those already poisoned? The only way forward may be mass burial or cremation on a scale never before seen in history. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.